looking today at Mark, the 10th chapter of Mark, the Gospel, beginning at verse 46. And I'm going to ask Deacon Smith to read for us Mark 10:46 to 52. This is about a man named Blind Bartimaeus. Many people have heard Bartimaeus, but we always call him Blind Bartimaeus. And so I'm going to ask Deacon Smith to read for us 46 through 52, and we will jump into the word right after.
Mark 6.
No, Mark 10, 46.
Amen. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with the disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
I want to put a little topic on this. Sightless in darkness. Sightless in darkness. The world that we live in sometimes feel like we are helpless. We seem to be as blind as blind Bartimaeus. We have no knowledge of what's going to happen the next moment, let alone what's going to happen on tomorrow. We seem to be sightless. We can't look at the sign of the time because we are seen to be blinded to what is going on the next moment. We seem to be blindsided by life. It would be nice to know what tomorrow holds, but we don't know what the next moment holds. We are blinded because our sight is so shallow. But we know enough to call on the name of Jesus. We know enough. I remember when Mother Carolyn joined this church. To those who might not know, Mother Carolyn was a member of our church. She passed away Christmas Day. And when she became a member, I told her I had never pastored a blind person before. I said, "Is there some things that I need to know to help me minister to you that I just don't know?" And that's just the way I am. I had to go to her and talk to her because I wanted to make sure I was doing the best of communicating to her and making my sermons clear a picture and whatever I had to do to help. And she said to me, "Keep on doing what you've been doing." She told me that. "Keep on doing what you've been doing." Because see, that's what I did when I lost my sight. I kept on doing I might not could have done it as quick as I had done, but I kept on my same living. It did not change the way that I lived. That's what she told me. And she said, one thing though, I do want you to remember, don't feel sorry for me. Those are the words come out of her mouth to me. Because see, we have this tendency when somebody is in a predicament such as she was, to feel sorry. She said, I don't want no pity parties. Don't come with me with that. I don't deal with that, Reverend. Just tell me like it is. I said, wow. So she said, I'm just a regular member. And I got the picture. And so when I look at this blind Bartimaeus, I look at it and I wonder how many of us have looked at something like a blind man and compared it to us. The truth is, we were all blind. We were all blind Bartimaeus before we met Jesus. We might have had eyesight here, but we had no spiritual sight. We didn't know what tomorrow holds, and we acted like we were some lost creatures. We were sightless in darkness. We didn't realize how bad life was until Jesus gave us sight. We didn't realize how bad the life we were living was until he revealed to us through the illumining light of the spiritual will, word of God and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And told us just who we were. There is something special about a blind person. There's this belief that their hearing becomes sharper. Their smell becomes more sensitive. That they're able to touch and feel and understand things that the person who has sight does not have. It's a revelation that comes to them. That's not the only revelation that came to blind Bartimaeus. The Bible says that blind Bartimaeus was on the roadside and he was a beggar. When he was begging on the roadside, he was hoping that somebody would come along. But on this one occasion, he was sitting on the roadside begging as he normally does. I'm sure that when he looked at life, he saw it was one day running into the next. Things just wasn't changing much for a blind man back in 2000 and some years ago. As he was walking, as he was sitting by the side, here comes a man named Jesus. He heard that name. He didn't see the man, but he heard that name. He knew that this man meant something. He might not have seen Jesus, but he knew who he was. That's a lot of situations that we come from. We had not seen Jesus or knew Jesus, but we knew enough about him that you need to know this man. It's important for us to know who Jesus was or is. All of us had that in us. There are very few people that said, no, I don't need to know him. I don't want to know him. But just most citizens said, I need to know him. So blind Bartimaeus called on that name. He said, thou son of David. So first right there, he went beyond what the average man would have called. Because the son of David signified that he was the Messiah. He knew, blind Bartimaeus knew that Jesus was the son of David in lineage, that he would be coming, and he came as Jesus. He knew that. He might not have believed because he was blind. He was spiritually blind and physically blind. The people told blind cry, Bartimaeus, don't call on him, leave him alone. And the Bible says he called him even more. Said he got louder. There he comes. Said he got louder. He called on him. And see, when I listen to that right there, that puts a stop on me. Somebody trying to stop me,
come on,
from meeting Jesus. Right now, you would have fire on your hands. Because when I know who he is now, and Blind Bartimaeus had heard enough that he knew that this name Jesus meant something. And I'm sure the Spirit of God hadn't revealed to him yet. This is the one, blind. You have met the one. And he has met you, so come on, call on his name. And he called on the blind Bartimaeus, called on Jesus, said, Son of David, it's me. I'm right over here sitting on the ground. The Bible says that Jesus stood still. It's like a woman touching the hem of his garment. When he touched the hem of his garment, the Bible said, the issue of blood says that virtue flew from him. When he stopped still, there was something different going on about blind Bartimaeus. And Jesus revealed himself to him.
Yeah.
He let blind Bartimaeus say, be known that you are important. When everybody else says, shut up and be quiet, Jesus said, no, you are somebody. Your word saved me. That's what he said to you and to me. We might have been lost in the world of sin,
yes,
not knowing what to do next. Sightless and blind in darkness. But we knew enough to call on that name. Blind Bartimaeus called on that name. He realized that the Pharisees were good, that the Sadducees might have some good things to tell him. But ain't nobody can do me like Jesus. Ain't nobody can do me like the Lord. He said, I need to know Jesus. And when the Bible said that he threw off his coat, see that right there, if you don't read the history, you won't even know what that meant. He threw off his coat. The reason why he threw off his coat, because he had a coat of a beggar. In that day and time, you had to have permission to beg. So he wore a cloak that signified that he was a beggar and he was legitimate by the government. So he did this. I don't need this no more. I don't need this no more. I don't need no cloak no more. I'm going to be, he even set free yet now, but he's believing it already that the Lord Jesus, once he touches him, it's all over me. Took off his coat and threw it away as if he already had sight. Yeah, he ain't been healed yet. What kind of faith is that? That's why Jesus told him what? Thy faith has made thee whole. Go thy way. Because your faith has made you whole. It's all right, blind Bartimaeus. You're no longer called blind. You're called a man with much sight. You're called 20/20 now. You can see without even knowing whatever is going on, you can see. And more than that, you can see from a spiritual perspective because you've been made whole. This man was changed. Your song that you sang a while ago, I got a right to praise him. Come on, let's praise the Lord. That's what he said. You can shut me down if you want, but I got a right to praise him. I got a right to praise him. I'm going to praise him. That's what blind Bartimaeus did. I don't want to keep using blind but that's his name in the book. And many people know him as blind Bartimaeus. Even when time goes on and we become in our heavenly walk, when you're walking that King's Highway, the song say, walking the King's Highway, we'll see blind Bartimaeus, not walking with a blind stick. But he knows everything that's around him. His sight has been given to him. That's a very good story for a parable. But more than that, it's coming to the point where you and I, most of us, have to realize that we were all blind Bartimaeus. We all were blind and walking in darkness. But then Jesus came and changed everything about us. He was able to fix that which was ailing us. He put in us a right standing heart. He wrote his word on our hearts. He said he would do that. He wrote his word in our hearts. And he wanted us to go and tell the world that there the Son of David has arrived. And not just to him and her, but to me.
Yes.
He arrived to us personally. And I'm glad that we were able to make Jesus our choice. We decided to say a long time ago, I'm glad that I know who Jesus is.
Yes.
He's the one that picked me up and turned me around, set my feet on solid ground. And I'm glad about it. He put a joy down in my heart like I never had before. And ever since that day, I've been running to see what the end going to be. Said, I'm going to run on. I'm going to run on. I'm going to run on. I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be. Because I know this man named Jesus has picked me up and turned me around. I know this man named Jesus has fixed my soul and set me right with the Father. Even in our Bible studies, remember, it talks about how Jesus has brought us back to the Father. Has brought us back. I'm glad to be brought back. We were wild without salvation. Now that we know blind Bartimaeus had that engagement with Christ, the one point that must be made, in the last of his words, is that he followed Jesus in the way. See, it's good to be changed, but what do you do with it after you've been changed? It's good to be saved and given sight, but what are you doing with the sight?
Come on.
Are you just walking around? Are you making Jesus your way? Are you prepared to tell the world that Jesus is your friend?
Come on.
Are you prepared to tell the world that I met a man named Savior, named Jesus, and you need to meet him too? Because he can do some things for you that nobody else can do. He can make you whole again. He can fix you up, pick you up, and he can show you how to live right, how to walk right, how to talk right, how to share the good news. He can do all things but fail. The man named Jesus, and this man, blind Bartimaeus, was setting the example because he followed Jesus even after the sight. And some people stop following him once they've got the sight.
Yes, sir.
Once they've got the sight. And listen now. There are signs as to whether we are following him or not. There are signs in our lives that show whether we're following him or not. If you always have a short attitude, smart, I don't care who you do it to, whether it's your cousin, your friends, your spouses, but when you have a short attitude, something is not fixed right. You got to go back to the mourner's bench. You got to go back and say, Lord, one eye ain't open like it's supposed to be. I'm not seeing like I should see. There's some vision problems going on with me, Lord. Because I don't see like I know I used to see. I'm mad all the time. Can't stand somebody. I'm saying, look to Jesus. He can bring you back to 2020. Because see, that's the problem. We lose our sight. As you get older, things get dimmer. Am I right or wrong? you start looking, you just don't see as good. Well, that's what happens in the walk, the Christian walk. We begin to falter in the walk, begin to not see like we used to see. But see, the problem is we don't self-examine enough. We don't self-examine enough. We got to look at ourselves and listen to ourselves. Why did I just speak like that to my friend? Why did I speak like that to my child? Why did I just lose it? Just because they ain't doing what I want them to do and just lose it. No. Change that stuff. That says something is wrong. That the vision is losing its sight. When the world can pull you to them instead of you pulling them to Christ, something is wrong. You might as well be the group that's saying, blind Bartimaeus, shut up. You might as well have been saying that. Shut up. I won't hear you. No. Go to Christ. Say, God, my vision is losing. I don't see as well as I used to see. I'm angry about this and that. I'm blown up about this and that. My child just gets on my ever-loving nerve. Help me, Jesus, to get through this thing. We got to pray for that. That's what happens. That's the normal walk. We get tired in the way. Yep. Got to keep addressing it and putting ourselves where we need to be in Christ.
Yes, sir.
But see, what happens is there's a point. Or backsliding. Uh-huh. No, we don't talk about it in the church, but we don't want to say nobody's backsliding. But people backslide. We backslide. So we got to maintain for being in the position of backsliding.
Yeah.
You got to stay sharp. You can only stay sharp when the word is being introduced regularly into your soul. If you're not getting the word into you regularly, you will speak things that you should not speak. You will talk to people in a way you shouldn't talk to them because the lack of the word. I was talking about this in Bible study, y'all. Remember?
Yeah.
Bible study was talking about this. You got to stay in the word. The word keeps you sharp. That's why it says sharper than a two-edged sword.
Yeah.
The word will dial you in to Jesus regularly. The word. And see, it happens in every relationship. Even if you're working on a job, the worker you've been working with, y'all getting along fine. Next thing you know, somebody blew up. Thank God we, most of us, retired in here, but that's what happens. We get tired of people acting crazy. And so we got to deal with dumb stuff. We call it dumb stuff. And see, what we is that that's really an opportunity for us to tell them about Jesus. That'll make them mad, I know. But let them know who you are. Don't let them carry you the wrong way. That's the walk. That's why it's so good that when we finish this story, it shows you that blind Bartimaeus followed Jesus in the way. In other words, he stayed right with him step by step.
Well,
are you staying right with him step by step?
Yes.
Are you walking with him every day? Every day, thank the Lord. For another day, Jeremy. Thank you, Lord, for another walk with you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a joy that I have. And the world didn't give it to me. The world can't take it away. Thank you, Lord. I praise God this morning. Everybody give God a hand, please. Give God a hand, please.